ஓம் பத்ரங்கர்ணேபிஷ்ருணுயாமதேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஷ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுபாகம்ஸஸ்தனுபிஹி வ்யஷேமதேவஹிதையதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்திநயிந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்திநஃ பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. So let us read the mantras of the Prathama Khanda of Tritiya Mundakam. Prathama Khanda திருத்திய முண்டகஸ்ய திருத்திய முண்டக்கே பிரதமா கண்டா. தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தேர்ட் முண்டக, தேர்ட் சாப்டர். ரீட் தி மந்த்ராஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், பிகாஸ் நவ் ஆஸ் யூஷுவல் லெட் அஸ் ப்ராக்டிஸ் மந்த்ராஸ், தென் வி வில் சீ தி மீனிங்ஸ்.
த்வாஸபர்ணா சயுஜா சகாயா த்வாஸபர்ணா சயுஜா சகாய சமானம் வ்ருக்ஷம் பரிஷஸ்வஜாதே தயோரன்யப் பிப்பலம் ஸ்வாத்வத்தி அனஷ்னன்னன்யோ அபிசாகஷீதி. த்வாஸபர்ணா சயுஜா சகாய சமானம் வ்ருக்ஷம் பரிஷஸ்வஜாதே தயோரன்யப் பிப்பலம் ஸ்வாத்வத்தி அனஷ்னன்னன்யோ அபிசாகஷீதி. சமானே வ்ருக்ஷே புருஷோ நிமக்னஹ அனீஷயா சோசதி முஹ்யமானஹ ஜுஷ்டம் யதா பஷ்யத்யன்யமீஷம் ஜுஷ்டம் யதா பஷ்யத்யன்யமீஷம் அஸ்ய மஹிமானமிதி வீதசோகஹ.
Because these mantras do not have proper full stop comma, you must know where to pass, where to start. Okay, that's why I'm repeating.
சமானे वृक्षे पुरुषो நிமக்னஹ அனீஷயா சோசதி முஹ்யமானஹ ஜுஷ்டம் யதா பஷ்யத்யன்யமீஷம் அஸ்ய மஹிமானமிதி வீதசோகஹ யதா பஷ்யஃ பஷ்யதே ருக்மவர்ணம் கர்த்தாரமீஷம் புருஷம் ப்ரஹ்மயோனிம் ததா வித்வான் புண்ய பாபே விதோய நிரஞ்சனஃ பரமம் சாம்யமுபைதி பிராணோ ஹேஷய சர்வபூதைர் விபாதி. பிராணோ ஹேஷய சர்வபூதைர் விபாதி விஜானன் வித்வான் பவதே நாதிவாதி.
அருண் லைட் போட்டு.
யதா பஷ்யஃ பஷ்யதே ருக்மவர்ணம் கர்த்தாரமீஷம் புருஷம் ப்ரஹ்மயோனிம் ததா வித்வான் புண்ய பாபே விதோய நிரஞ்சனஃ பரமம் சாம்யமுபைதி நிரஞ்சனஃ பரமம் சாம்யமுபைதி பிராணோ ஹேஷய சர்வபூதைர் விபாதி. பிராணோஹேஷய சர்வபூதைர் விபாதி விஜானன் வித்வான் பவதே நாதிவாதி ஆத்ம க்ரீட ஆத்மரதிஹி க்ரியாவான் ஆத்ம க்ரீட ஆத்மரதிஹ் க்ரியாவான் ஆத்ம க்ரீட ஆத்மரதிஹ் க்ரியாவான் ஏஷ ப்ரஹ்ம விதாம் வரிஷ்டஹ ப்ராணோ ஹேஷய சர்வபூதைர் விபாதி விஜானன் வித்வான் பவதே நாதிவாதி
ஆத்ம கிரீட ஆத்மரதி கிரியாவான் ஏஷ பிரம்ம விதாம் வரிஷ்ட சத்யேன லப்யஸ்தபஸா ஹேஷ ஆத்மா சத்யேன லப்யஸ்தபஸா ஹேஷ ஆத்மா சம்யக் ஞானேன ப்ரஹ்மச்சர்யேன நித்யம் சம்யக் ஞானேன ப்ரஹ்மச்சர்யேன நித்யம் அந்தஶரீரே ஜ்யோதிர்மயோ ஹி சுப்ரஹ அந்தஶரீரே ஜ்யோதிர்மயோ ஹி சுப்ரஹ யம் பஶ்யந்தி அதயஹ க்ஷீண தோஷாஹ யம் பஶ்யந்தி யதயஹ க்ஷீண தோஷாஹ சத்யேன லப்யஸ்தபஸா ஹேஷ ஆத்மா சம்யக் ஞானேன ப்ரஹ்மச்சர்யேன நித்யம் அந்தஶரீரே ஜ்யோதிர்மயோ ஹி சுப்ரஹ யம் பஶ்யந்தி யதயஹ யம் பஶ்யந்தி யதயஹ க்ஷீண தோஷாஹ பிஃபோர் க்ஷா தி விசர்கா மஸ்ட் பீ ஸ்ட்ரெட் ஃபுல்லி யம் பஶ்யந்தி யதயஹ க்ஷீண தோஷாஹ சத்யமேவ ஜயதே நான்ருதம் சத்யமேவ ஜயதே நான்ருதம் சத்யேன பந்தா விததோ தேவயானஹ சத்யேன பந்தா விததோ தேவயானஹ ஏனாக்ரமந்தி ரிஷயோ ஹ்யாப்த காமாஹ See, those who are able to memorize the mantras of these Upanishads, seven Upanishads, okay, they announced some £1,000 prize. So just for information, keep in mind, so start memorizing carefully in the class. Satyena labhyas tapasahesha at, okay, satyameva jayate nandrutam. சத்யேன பந்தா விததோ தேவயானஹ ஏனாக்ரமந்தி ரிஷயோ ஹ்யாப்த காமாஹ ஏனாக்ரமந்தி ரிஷயோ ஹ்யாப்த காமாஹ பிரேக் இட் ஏனாக்ரமந்தி ரிஷயோ ஹ்யாப்த காமாஹ யத்ர தத் சத்யஸ்ய பரமம் நிதானம் யத்ர தத் சத்யஸ்ய பரமம் நிதானம் ப்ருஹச்ச தத் திவ்யமசிந்த்ய ரூபம் ப்ருஹச்ச தத் திவ்யமசிந்த்ய ரூபம் சூக்ஷ்மாச்ச தத் சூக்ஷ்மதரம் விபாதி சூக்ஷ்மாச்ச தத் சூக்ஷ்மதரம் விபாதி தூராத் சுதூரே ததிகாந்திகேச்ச தூராத் சுதூரே ததிகாந்திகேச்ச பஶ்யந்த்விஹைவ நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் ப்ருஹச்ச தத் திவ்யமசிந்த்ய ரூபம் சூக்ஷ்மாச்ச தத் சூக்ஷ்மதரம் விபாதி தூராத் சுதூரே ததிகாந்திகேச்ச பஶ்யந்த்விஹைவ பஷ்யந்த்விஹைவ நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் ந சக்ஷுஷா க்ருஹ்யதே நாபி வாசா ந சக்ஷுஷா க்ருஹ்யதே நாபி வாசா நான்யைர் தேவைஸ் தபஸா கர்மணாவா நான்யைர் தேவைஸ் தபஸா கர்மணாவா ஞானப்ரசேத் பிரசாதேன விஷுத்த சத்வஹ ஞான பிரசாதேன விஷுத்த சத்வஹ ததஸ்துதம் பஷ்யதே நிஷ்கலம் த்யாயமானஹ ஞான பிரசாதேன விஷுத்த சத்வஹ ததஸ்துதம் பஷ்யதே நிஷ்கலம் த்யாயமானஹ ஏஷோனுராத்மா சேதஸா வேதிதவ்யஹ ஏஷோனுராத்மா சேதஸா வேதிதவ்யஹ யஸ்மின் ப்ராணஃ பஞ்சதாசம் விவேஷ யஸ்மின் ப்ராணஃ பஞ்சதாசம் விவேஷ ப்ராணஶ்சை பிராணைச்சித்தம் சர்வமோதம் பிரஜானாம். பிராணைச்சித்தம் சர்வமோதம் பிரஜானாம். யஸ்மின் விசுத்தே விபவத்யேஷ ஆத்மா. யஸ்மின் விசுத்தே விபவத்யேஷ ஆத்மா. யம் யம் லோகம் மனசா சம்விபாதி. யம் யம் லோகம் மனசா சம்விபாதி. விசுத்த சத்வ காமயதே யாம்ச்ச காமான். விசுத்த சத்வ காமயதே யாம்ச்ச காமான். தம் தம் லோகம் ஜயதே தாம்ச்ச காமாஹ. தம் தம் லோகம் ஜயதே தாம்ச்ச காமாஹ. காமான் காமான். தம் தம் லோகம் ஜயதே தாம்ச்ச காமான். தஸ்மாத் ஆத்மஜ்ஞம் ஹ்யர்ச்சயேத். தஸ்மாத் ஆத்மஜ்ஞம் ஹ்யர்ச்சயேத் பூதி காமஹ. யம் யம் லோகம் மனசா சம்விபாதி. விசுத்த சத்வ காமயதே யாம்ச்ச காமான். தம் தம் லோகம் ஜயதே தாம்ச்ச காமான். தஸ்மாத் ஆத்மஜ்ஞம். தஸ்மாத் ஆத்மஜ்ஞம் ஹ்யர்ச்சயேத் பூதி காமஹ. இதி முண்டகோபனிஷதி திருத்தீய முண்டகே பிரதம கண்டஹ. இதி முண்டகோபனிஷதி திருத்தீய முண்டகே பிரதம கண்டஹ. ஓகே, லெட்ஸ் கோ பேக் டு அவர் கிளாஸ் டுடே. This is how we are going to practice. Every day we will be reciting, chanting these mantras every class, so you will become familiar before we go to the class. Last class we have seen only two mantras. Vau suparnau sayujau sakhayau samanam vriksham parishasva jate tayoho anyaha pippalam swadu atti. The two beautiful flowers, that's a beautiful birds, supernova, with the brilliant wings, and their friends, they're inseparable, and they both perched upon the same tree. Parisamanam vriksham parishasva jate tayoho. Of the two birds, and is what the vrikshaha, we know vriksha stands for the physical body. And the two birds are, one bird stands for pure consciousness, the Atma. And another bird stands for the Sukshma Shariram. So, Tayoho, Anyaha Pippalam Swadu Atti. The Jivatma bird, okay, enjoys the fruits of the tree. Pippalam means fruit. Swadu Atti. The Jivatma bird enjoys the fruits of the tree. Fruits stand for what? The results of one's actions. Paradha karma phalani, that bird eats. Anyaha, the Paramatma bird, anyaha, anashtan, without eating, just witnesses, sees this bird eating. Abhicha, anyaha, anashtan, abhicha kashiti, just watches this bird eating. சமானே விரக்ஷே புருஷா நிமக்னா. And this one bird which is eating the fruits of results of actions, the Jivatma bird, obtaining within this tree called physical body, eats this, enjoys its results of actions. And Anishaya, without being able to get rid of it. Muhyamanaha, being deluded, shochati, grieves. And this bird happens to eat both sweet, bitter fruits and sweet fruits. And how long this Jivatma bird continues to eat? And it goes from one tree to another tree also. And eats and eats. And it becomes deluded naturally because the Jivatma bird so has identity with the body. Everybody happens to eat the fruits of this karmaphala, fruits in terms of karmaphalani. And when this Jivatma bird understands its Swarupam being Paramatma. Paramatma bird does not eat the fruits, simply sitting there watching. There, a Paramatma bird has no punya papam. No, it doesn't need to go through the pain of pleasure and pains and pleasures, go through the pairs of opposites. And then Asya Yada Pashyati Anyam Isham. When the Jivatma bird recognizes its own Swarupam, thereby shifts its identity from the body, mind, and complex, then Asya Mahimanam Pashyati. It recognizes its own Swarupam being Paramatma Swarupam. Then Vita Shokaha Bhavati. It becomes free from bondage of karma. It becomes free from sorrow. Okay, this I explained to you last class, haven't I already? Thoroughly explained, but simply I want to recap today, that's all. Now, let me make it very clear. See, in every very important lesson, please all of you pay attention and listen. In every one of us, there is knowledge of self-existence. Isn't there? Isn't it there? In terms of I am. See, in the mind, the first and the foremost of the manifestations of knowledge is in the form of knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. I am. What is this I am? This I am is manifestation of knowledge of self-existence. And where is it? It's in the form of a thought only. It's a cognition, self-cognition. And this I sense is my knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, is in where is this knowledge manifest? In the mind, in the thought. Okay. So this manifestation of knowledge, or is, which is reflection of consciousness, identified with the anatma. Anatma, that is identified with the Sukshma Shariram, it is mind, Antahkaranam, and thereby pranas, then again physical body also. This I sense identified with the body, mind sense complex alone gets the qualification Jivatma. Okay. The I sense, the knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, identified with the body, mind sense complex alone is called Jivatma. And the same I sense, what is this manifestation? This I am, this knowledge of self-existence, I am, is, this knowledge is, it is waking state. If the knowledge resolves, that is deep sleep state. Because in deep sleep state, there is no knowledge of self-existence. There's pure knowledge, there's a pure consciousness, is in deep sleep state. But what is not there? This manifestation of knowledge is not there in deep sleep state. But this manifestation of knowledge comes, it is waking state. It resolves, it is deep sleep state. So this knowledge I am comes and goes. Why? Because whenever there's a thought, when the mind is functional, when the thought rises, there's a manifestation of knowledge. When the thought is not there, the manifestation also goes. If you keep the mirror in front of you, your face, there's reflection of your face. If you remove the mirror, the reflection goes. Removal of mirror is removal of reflection of your face. Bring the mirror in front of you is what? Again, bringing the reflection of your face. When the mirror is taken away, reflection goes. But what happens to reflection? Does reflection die? You remove the mirror from front of you, you keep a mirror in front of you, you see the reflection of your face. When the mirror is, there is reflection of your face. If the mirror is taken away, reflection goes. When the mirror goes, reflection goes away. When the reflection goes away, do you mistake that reflection going away to be the destruction of reflection? No, it is not destruction. Similarly, when the thought comes, there is manifestation of knowledge. I am. Thought resolves, manifestation goes. And now the question is, just in the mirror, for the reflection of your face to be there, there is a so original face, isn't it? The original face must be there for the face to be reflected in a mirror. Without the original face, how can the reflection of the face in the mirror? Similarly, thought is like a mirror. The reflection of consciousness is like the your reflection of the face. And consciousness is like your face. It's just an example. Don't stretch too much. It's not gross. I'm giving the grossest example. So, when the mind is functional, the thoughts rise. There is manifestation of consciousness. When the thought goes, still consciousness continues to be there, but reflection alone goes. Okay? The reflection goes, nothing happens to reflection. Reflection remains as if original. Is it clear? This is the fact. Therefore, what is jiva? The reflection of consciousness is nothing but reflects consciousness only. Even the consciousness is not the reflection manifestation, but the manifestation is of the consciousness. This is the fact. Okay. So this I am, this knowledge of self-existence, I am, if it's understood to be the source of this manifestation being pure consciousness is understood, then what can you say? I am pure consciousness, Atma. I am Brahman. This is the clear vision of one's own self. This is the clear, right knowledge of your own self, yourself. What are you? I am consciousness. This is the Aham Brahma Asmi. This is the right vision, absolute vision of one's own self. But what happens, because we do not know this, and this I, that if it is like reflection, suppose the reflection is identified with the mirror, then what happens? The mirror breaks, we think reflection also gets broken. Similarly here, when this manifestation of consciousness being inseparable from the reflecting medium, the mind, is identified with the mind, thereby identified with the body, the body also, then the reflection alone gets the name Jivatma. So Jiva is essentially Paramatma. As long as this Jiva has identity with the body, mind's complex, then the jiva has what? Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. These are all notions superimposed upon the atma. And because of these notions, and jiva has punyam, papam, paartha karma palam, sanchita karma, agami karma. All these karmas can be there for a jivatma. Only as long as Jivatma continues to remain as Jivatma, having identity, wrong identity with the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. Once the Jivatma distinguishes, even though I am inseparable from the body, mind, sense complex, I am not distant from the body, mind, sense complex, but I am distinct. It is not possible for one to understand on one's own. Being exposed to the Shastra teaching, when a person is able to cognitively, intellectually discern this I am from the rest of the anatma, known body, mind, sense complex, then I the knower am distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex. And I the knower am consciousness, pure consciousness, atma. This discovery alone is said to be what? This anyam isham pashyati. When this jivatma recognizes its rupam being paramatma, then when jivatma recognizes one's own self being non-separate from paramatma, one's own self being identical with paramatma, this discovery of one's own self being essentially non-separate from paramatma alone is said to be what? Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Atma Swarupa Jnanam. When recognizes, then, oh my God, in the clear vision of one's own self being pure consciousness, then the Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, doership, enjoyership, all these wrong notions about the self resolve. One does not need to, cannot give up anything. All the wrong notions resolve in the clear light vision of one's own self being non-separate from Paramatma, and is freeing oneself from the wrong notions one has about the self, one's own self, and thereby freeing oneself from these erroneous notions. One's own self alone is said to be what? Freedom, freeing oneself from bondage of karma. In fact, freeing oneself from the wrong notions that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer alone, is said to be freeing oneself from bondage of karma. Not that you can never finish exhausting your karmas. The karmas will continue to be there forever. You never finish exhausting all karma phalani. You can never do it. Just identify, cognitively discerning the self being separate, distinct from anatma matter, thereby recognizing the fact. It's a fact. It's not simply believing. It's a fact that I the knower am absolutely pure consciousness. I'm free from doership and enjoyership, because consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. So I am consciousness, aham atma. I'm free from kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, doership and enjoyership. Recognizing this fact of one's own self being free from doership and enjoyership alone, freeing oneself from, my God, beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, freeing oneself from bondage of karma. Karma bandha nivrittihi. Atma swarupa jnanena karma bandha nivrittihi. Is it clear? This is what Shatram teaches. That's what we saw. This bird, once recognizes its swarupam, it discerns, jivatma bird discerns its swarupam, being then as the knower, distinct from the known body mansions complex, then recognizes its swarupam being pure consciousness, atma. Then vita muhyamanaha, then becomes vita shokaha, becomes free from delusion, thereby becomes free from bondage of karma. Okay, this is what we have seen already in our previous classes. I'm not repeating today what I have said already, I think. Okay. Asya mahimanam iti samane vrikshe purusho nimagnaha anishaya shochati muhyamanaha. Muhyamanaha shochati. Very important lesson. See, in Bhagavad Gita also I told you this. Class also I said this. Muhyamanaha shochati. Muhyamanaha is what? Shanachanta shabda, isn't it? Muhyate muhyamanaha. Muhyate means what? Is deluded. Muhyamanaha, being deluded. This person is deluded. What is delusion? Lack of discriminative knowledge is mohaha. Mohaha noun. Lack of discriminative understanding is mohaha. So delusion means avivekaha. This is lack of discriminative understanding. Discriminative understanding of what? What is real? What is not real? What is satyam? What is mithya? What I am? What I am not? This is aviveka. Muhyamanaha. Not knowing what one's own essential nature is. What one's essential, what one is not. What I am? What I am not. I know I am, but I do not know what I am. Therefore, I do not know what I am not also. And I mistake myself for what I am not. Okay? Muhyamanaha. Because of this aviveka, muhyamanaha, being deluded, shochati. So where there is moha, there is shokaha. Shochati, verb. Okay? Shokaha, grief is inevitable where there is delusion. So wherever there is delusion, there will be definitely grief. Okay? What Shastram says, if there is grief in your mind, don't blame anybody in the world. Okay? சோகஸ்ய காரணம் கிம், சோச்சதி கிமர்த்தம், முக்கியமானஹா சோச்சதி. இஸ் அ பேசிக் லெசன் ஆஃப் கிண்டர் கார்டன் லெசன் வேதாந்த சாஸ்திரம். வேதாந்த சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் கிரீஃப், இஃப் யூ ஆர் கிரீவிங், டோன்ட் பிளேம் எனிபடி இன் த வேர்ல்ட், டோன்ட் பிளேம் டைம், டோன்ட் பிளேம் காலா, டோன்ட் கே பிளேம் கிரக, டோன்ட் பிளேம் பீப்புள், டோன்ட் பிளேம் கர்மா, ஈவன் கர்ம பலம் ஆல்சோ டோன்ட் பிளேம் எனி திங். ஓகே, ஈவன் கர்மா யூ கெனாட் பிளேம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் கர்மா ஐ எம் சஃபரிங். Not even, not karma, graha, kalaha, nothing is cause for your grief. The grief is just the delusion. What is the cause of a grief? Delusion. What is delusion? Mistaking, okay, lack of discriminative knowledge of what I am not. If I do not have this discriminative knowledge, what will be the consequence? Of course, I'll mistake what I am not as myself. So I mistake the body, mind, sense complex for I am. The reflection, mistaking the reflecting media for the self. Isn't it? Reflection must have its identity with the source of reflection, not with the reflecting medium. Isn't it? The reflection should have identity with its source of reflection. It should not have identity with the reflecting medium. Even though reflection is inseparable from the reflecting medium, still the reflection's identity must be with the source of its reflection, not with the reflecting medium. Isn't it? Therefore, similarly here also, this I am is knowledge of self-existence, a beautiful knowledge. But what is now body, mind, and complex is mistaken for the self. Therefore, is called moha. Because of this delusion, shochati, it grieves. Now, muhyamanaha shochati. Then what happens? Yada pashyati anyam isham. When this jivatma, this, what I am, when the reflection is identified with it, it's a source of reflection. So here also, I am pure consciousness. When the fact is understood, then naturally, vita shokaha, asya mahimanam pashyati, then vita shokaha iti. It means vita shokaha bhavati iti. Okay, iti is a fact. Iti implies this is how it becomes vita shokaha, mahimanam asya mahimanam pashyati iti, thereby iti means thus. Vita shokaha bhavati. It becomes free from grief. Because you free yourself from delusion, you'll be free from grief. Unless and until one corrects one's error in perception of the self, unless one frees oneself from this delusion, there's no way of freeing oneself from grief. That's a fact revealed here. Okay. Next, third mantra, today's class.
Yada pashyaha pashyate rukma varnam kartaramisham purusham brahma yonim yada vidvan punya pape vidhoya niranjana paramam samyamupaiti yada pashyaha pashyate rukma varnam கர்த்தா ரமீஷம் புருஷம் பிரம்ம யோனிம் ததா வித்வான் புண்ய பாபே விதூய நிரஞ்சன பரமம் சாம்யமுபைதி யதா பஷ்ய பஷ்யதே ருக்ம வர்ணம் கர்த்தா ரமீஷம் புருஷம் பிரம்ம யோனிம் ததா வித்வான் புண்ய பாபே விதூய நிரஞ்சன பரமம் சாம்யமுபைதி.
Then here the benefit of ஆத்ம ஜானம் is presented in this third mantra. Okay, ஆத்ம ஜான பலம் is discussed in this third mantra. So it is said, what is Atma Jnanam and what is Atma Swarupa Jnana Phalam? what is self-knowledge and what is the benefit of self-knowledge. These two facts are briefly mentioned here. Yada pashyaha pashyate rukmavarnam kartaram isham purusham brahmayonim. There, pashyaha pashyate, pashyaha pashyate, rukmavarnam kartaram isham purusham brahmayonim. I just take that one sentence first. Leave the yada and tada. Okay? Leave yada and tada. Take a simple sentence. Pashyaha, subject. Pashyate, verb. Kim pashyate? Pashyate means sees. Here, pashyate is atmane padam. Why? Because you see your own sarupam for yourself. If you see the truth as of your own self, you alone can benefit. Even though other person is non-different from you, absolutely, unless you, if you attain jnanam, you only can enjoy the moksha. Other person cannot enjoy. Therefore, pashyate, the atmane padam is used. So here, pashyate, let me give the example again, make it very clear. See, the verb atmane padam is used. People ask, what is the difference between atmane padam and parasme padam? Mostly, not big much difference. But generally, it is say, if I suppose Devadattaha pachati. Devadatta cooks and all other people also enjoy the food. It's pachati. Devadattaha pachate swayam khadati. If he cooks and eats only for himself, he cooks, then it is pachate. That is how we use the verb, okay? Atmane padam and parasme padam. Here, pashyate. If you have the clear vision, you alone can enjoy your moksha. You cannot give moksha to other people. Understand? I have earned a lot of money, let me share my money with other people. That you can do. Your karma palam you can share. If you earn punya, you earn a lot of money, the punyam also you can't share. But you can give what you have earned. The punya palam, which you enjoy in the form of any possessions, that you can share. But moksha, you can't share with other people. Because it's a jnana palam, isn't it? So, pashyate. A very subtle point it is. Yada pashyate. Who pashyate? Pashyaha pashyate. And the pashyaha is actually, the word pashyaha means here, the jivatma. Okay? Pashyaha pashyate. Pashyaha, yeah, pashyati iti pashyaha. Usually we say drashta. Drashta pashyate. Yada pashyaha pashyate. Here pashyaha. Here pashyate. Sees what? Very nice. Kim pashyate? Purusham pashyate. He sees the Purusha, the most exalted being. The jiva recognizes as what? I am. What? See, what I am. What is the source of reflection? What is the source of manifestation? Purushaha. Purushaha means what? I told you many times. Sarvam purayati iti purushaha. Pure ushati iti purushaha. That which pervades everything and that which alone obtains as the innermost essence of every being is purushaha. And purusham pashyati. When this person discovers the most exalted, all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being. And that being is what? Brahma yonihi. That itself is what? Absolute reality, Brahman. There's nothing beyond, nothing greater, nothing bigger, nothing as big as consciousness. Therefore, which is implied by the term Brahma. I told you many times why reality is implied by the term Brahma, because of its bigness. How big is it? Limitlessly big. Limitlessly big means what? Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. Therefore, Brahma. And this Brahman is the yoni. Absolute cause. From the standpoint of the universe, absolute cause of the universe is Brahman. But Brahman is not the cause. the standpoint of the universe, you can say the absolute cause of the universe is Brahman. Therefore, Yonihi, Brahma Yonihi, the most exalted absolute reality, which is causeless, uncaused, at the same time cause of the whole universe. Why we call Brahman a cause? Brahman is not actually the cause. If Brahman is not there, universe cannot enjoy existence at all. Therefore, Brahman is given the status of being the cause. Now, Brahma Yoni Purusham, Brahma Yonim Purusham, and it is for Ishaha, Ishaha. Now, Sarvam, the one who rules everything is Ishaha, the ruler of everything. Why ruler? There is no rule other than the reality. Kartaram Isham. Karta means the doer. Bhagavan is not the doer. Consciousness Atma is not the doer. But still, no action is possible. First of all, existence itself is not possible. Existence of mind is not possible. Existence of body is not possible. Existence of body, mind is complex. Existence of the world is not possible. Existence of functions are not possible. Existence of actions are not possible. Therefore, that because of the presence of which all actions are possible, even that reality is of the nature of actionlessness. That reality without whose presence no action is possible, because of whose presence alone actions are possible, is looked upon as the absolute doer from the standpoint of all the body, mind, sense complexes. The standpoint of the world, Karta. So Bhagavan, Karta is Bhagavan. Absolutely. Action, Bhagavan is of the nature of actionlessness. But still, the doer of everything is Bhagavan. Why? No action is possible without Bhagavan. Therefore, Karta. And what is this? Is it Rukmavarnaha? Very interesting. Okay, so all these are words unfolding, explaining, describing the nature of the abstract formless reality. Karta, Ishaha, Purushaha, Brahmayonihi. One word, Rukmavarnaha. Rukmavarnaha. See, Rukma means gold. Rukma means gold. And Rukmi means the one who is of the golden complexion is Rukmi. And Rukmini, Strilinga Shabdaha. Rukmi, masculine gender word. Okay. Rukmangadaha. One person was there. Rukmangada, one of the royal princes, okay, Rukmangada, Rukma Angada, and then Rukmangaha, Rukmi, Rukmini. So the one who is of golden complexion, bright, is called Rukmi, Rukmini. But anyway, here Rukma Varannaha means that which is of the nature of, that which is of the effulgence of gold. See, that which is of the effulgence of gold, that which is of the color of the gold, then don't think we say reality is imperceptible. Reality is of the nature of attributelessness. How can reality is golden color? No. What the gold, whenever the Shastram uses the term gold, gold is upalakshanam to say it is self-revealing. Okay. Please remember the word light and gold are always used in the Shastram to imply consciousness. Said to be gold, this glitters like gold. What it implies is, this reality is of the nature of self-effulgence. Rukmavarnaha literally means reality is of golden color. But what it actually implies is, the brilliance, brightness of gold should be understood as self-effulgent consciousness. Self-revealing consciousness. So, Rukma Varnaha implies Jyotis Swarupatvam of Atma. Swayam Prakasha, Swayam Jyoti Swarupam of Bhagavan alone, reality alone, is implied by the term Rukma Varnaha. Is it clear? Don't take Rukma Varnaha means. Rukma Varnaha should be understood as the abstract formless reality is of the nature of self-effulgence. Therefore, it is implied by the term Rukmavarnaha. Now, we take it as Ishvaraha is a Pullinga Shabdaha. Therefore, all these words are in masculine gender word. Rukmavarnaha, Ishaha, Ishaha, Purushaha, all these words, Brahmayonihi, Karta. Now, we say Pashyaha, Pashyate, this, the Jiva obtaining in the form of the self, knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, this Pashyate, how what Pashyate, Rukmavarnam, Kartaram, Isham, Purusham, Brahmayonim, Pashyate. This is what jnanam. Okay, this is called Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Pashyaha, Pashyaha, Kartaram, Isham, Brahmayonim, Rukmavarnam, Pashyate. That sentence reveals what? Self-knowledge. Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Okay. Why? Because you when you distinguish the knower from the known, the body, mind, all emotions, sense organs, physiological functions, everything comes under the category of the known. The knower alone does not come under the category of the object. The knower is subject. Then who the knower is, we search for, that is, I am the knower. And if you are the knower, who are you? Really speaking, you the knower are distinct means in the vritti also, you cognitively intend, intellectual discern the consciousness, the I am from the thought. How the reflecting medium, the reflected face, you can discern, not you can physically separate the reflection from the reflecting medium, the mirror. But cognitively you can say what reflection is distinct from the reflecting medium mirror. In the same way, I am is manifest knowledge distinct from the manifesting media, vritti thought. And that reflection is, manifestation is of the nature of pure consciousness, which alone is the pure existence, implied by the terms Brahmayonihi, Rukmavarnaha, Ishaha, Purushaha, Karta, etc. Now, and this is, so when a person discovers one's own Swarupam, then what is the benefit? Vidwan, that person becomes a Vidwan. He is a person of clear, ascertained vision of one's own Swarupam. He is Vidwan. Vid itself means knowledge. Jnanam yasya asti, yasya vid asti, saha Vidwan. Like a Gunavan, Vidwan. That wise person, a Jnani, Vidwan. Only when a person, yada pashyate, tada Vidwan bhavati. Only then he becomes a Vidwan. As a wise person, as a person of clear wisdom, vision, what happens simultaneously? Punya pape vidhuya niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. The second line presents the benefit. First line presents the atma, what says what is atma jnanam. Second line says what is the benefit of atma jnanam. Tada vidwan. Punya pape vidhuya, becoming free from all punya papams. My God, from time immemorial, he has been collecting and collecting and collecting and accumulating in the karma palani, ahanchita karma, par agami karma, all karmas. Overnight, immediately he becomes free from all punya papams. Oh my, how come? It's a huge bundles and bundles of sanchita karma which has been collecting for, you know, time from timelessly, and which again pop agami karma, all the karmas just drop in over 1 second. As soon as he has the clear vision. Why? In the clear vision of one's own self being consciousness, atma. And the person discusses Aham Brahma Asmi, I am not different from Bhagavan, the whole, the truth. The person becomes free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. His Kartrutvam drops, Bhoktrutvam drops. It's not simple. I am not the doer, you know, Bhagavan is the doer. It's not simply saying. It's not simply saying. It's a clear, doubt-free understanding. I am of the nature of consciousness. Aham, non-different from Bhagavan. I am, therefore what? I am the doer. That notion is possible only if I identify with the anatma. Is it clear? If the identity is shifted from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, not physically, intellectually, cognitively, when the identity is shifted from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, naturally, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, these notions drop. Having this wrong notion superimposed upon I, the dropped alone is said to be becoming free from karma bandha, bondage of karma. It is said, Vidwan punya pape vidhuya, freeing himself from all forms of karma, sanchita agami for all karmas, all punya papams, then what happens? Niranjanaha, he is absolutely free from all blemishes, all impurities also. Niranjanaha, absolutely free from all impurities, all blemishes, all sins. Niranjanaha, paramam samyam upaiti. Paramam samyam upaiti means he attains, upaiti means he attains the absolute oneness with reality. Paramam samyam upaiti means he attains absolute oneness with the, he attains oneness with the, say oneness with absolute reality. He attains the status of being one with reality, one with Brahman, in terms of Aham Brahma Asmi. So, Pashyaha, the seer, the knower, here the Vedanta Sishyaha, the Vedanta, the disciple here, the Vedanta, the disciple of Vedanta Shastram, here is the seer, the knower, a student who's desperately wants to see the truth and that who is capable of discerning the reality. That person is Pashyaha. And this person now very clearly sees the difference between manifest consciousness and the pure consciousness. So this one cannot see the difference physically, but one on difference. He cognitively discerns the manifestation of consciousness, and thereby he sees what? The pure consciousness is not the manifestation, but the manifestation of thing, but pure consciousness. When this person understands, then he shifts his identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, then resolves cognitively in pure consciousness, which we have seen, the Atma. Okay. Tada, it is then the person attains mokshaha. Now you can add yada tada. Now you can add this yada tada. So yada, pashyaha means this jiva, okay, this the disciple sees this reality which is of this nature, tada then, as a wise person, punya pape vidhuya, becoming free from all punya papams, niranjanaha, as a spotless, blemish-free, sinless swarup atma, paramam samyam upaiti, attains the oneness with the absolute reality, or attains oneness, absolute oneness with the Brahman. Okay, next. Prano hesha sya sarva bhotair vibhati. Prano hesha sya sarva bhotair vibhati. Vijanan vidwan bhavate nati vadi. Atma krida atmarati kriyavan. Yesha brahma vidam varishtaha. Prano hesha yas sarva bhotair vibhati. விஜானன் வித்வான் பவதே நாதிவாதி ஆத்மக்ரீட ஆத்மரதி க்ரியாவான் ஏஷ ப்ரஹ்ம விதாம் வரிஷ்டஹ ப்ராணோ ஹேஷ யஸ் சர்வபூதைர் விபாதி விஜானன் வித்வான் பவதே நாதிவாதி ஆத்மக்ரீட ஆத்மரதி க்ரியாவான் ஏஷ ப்ரஹ்ம விதாம் வரிஷ்டஹ ப்ராணோ ஹேஷ யஸ் சர்வபூதைர் விபாதி விஜானன் வித்வான் பவதே நாதிவாதி ஆத்மக்ரீட ஆத்மரதி க்ரியாவான் ஏஷ ப்ரஹ்ம விதாம் வரிஷ்டஹ. And in this verse also, again Upanishad reinforces the benefit of jnanam and glorifies jnanam by glorifying the wise person. See, glorification of a wise person is glorification of wisdom. In fact, absolute wisdom is nothing but having the clear vision of one's own swarupam. Atma jnanam alone is wisdom. Shastram does not accept anything else as wisdom. The most mature person is a wise person. The wise person is the one who has clear vision of the reality of the whole. The one who can see all that is there is essentially nothing but one and the same Brahman. There is no Jiva, there is no Jagat, there is no Ishwara other than the truth. All that is, there is only Bhagavan, only Ishwara. If a person of such a clear vision alone is said to be wise person, Vidwan. Okay, now this, look at this in this verse. Vidwan bhavate. The person becomes Vidwan, wise person, who sarvabhutaihi yaha yeshaha pranaha sarvabhutaihi vibhati. Vidwan vijanan bhavate. Let me make it very clear. See, pranaha, the word pranaha, hi yeshaha. Prano yesha. When you're reading it, prano yesha yas sarvabhutair vibhati. Otherwise, pranaha hi yeshaha. Please see how you must break it. Pranaha hi yeshaha yaha sarvabhutaihi vibhati. So, the word pranaha, you know very well, pranaha means a physiological function. The word prana stands for all the breath. But here, the word pranaha is actually pure, implies pure consciousness. Please be very careful. In Mundaka Upanishad, in this word, the mantra, the word prana does not mean physiological function. The word prana does not mean breath. The word prana in this mantra means pure consciousness. Atma, Brahman. The word prana implies Atma or Brahma. That is why you must be very careful in the contextual meaning. Okay? Why? Because just as prana lends life for the physical body, absolutely that which lends existence to the whole jagat is Atma, the consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, Atma is the absolute prana, absolute life of everything, the whole jagat. Therefore, Atma, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma is said to be pranaha. Pranaha. So, pranaha is Atma, the consciousness. Yeshaha pranaha. Just as the physiological function is said to be relatively the bestower of life to the body mansions complex, the pure consciousness lends existence to the whole material world. Therefore, it is looked upon as here pranaha, the absolute bestower of life to the whole jagat, existence of the whole jagat is pranaha. So, means the it is Atma which lends existence. And it is Atma in which the world enjoys existence. It is Atma in which the world becomes unmanifest also. The manifest world, unmanifest world, when the world exists, enjoys existence only in the Atma. Therefore, Atma is looked upon as Jagat Karanam. Therefore, it is said, you know, is Pranaha hi Yeshaha, Yeshaha hi Pranaha. Indeed, it is this absolute reality, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma alone, Sarvabhutaihi Vibhati. Vibhati means what? Vividham bhati iti vibhati. Visheshena bhati, vividham bhati iti vibhati. It is his consciousness alone shines as everything here. Sarvabhutaihi means shines in the form of the world of innumerable countless things. Right from time and space. Oh my God, where does time shines? Time enjoys existence in consciousness. Space enjoys existence in consciousness. All the elements and the elementals, all forms and forms, names and functions, the mobile, immobile beings, all actions, all functions, all experience of pairs of opposites, everything shines only, enjoys existence in the presence of consciousness alone. Therefore, yeshaha pranaha yaha sarvabhutaihi vibhati. His consciousness alone shines as everything. Sarvabhutaihi vibhati means what? Sarvabhutaihi vibhati means it is his Atma alone is appearing in the form of the entirety of the cosmos. See, it is water which alone appears in the form of the entire ocean. A ocean is a word denoting a form which has no substance other than water. What is ocean? Ocean is a form, the name denoting a given form which has no substance other than water. Water is the only substance, but for which the ocean cannot exist at all. Similarly, the whole Jagat, you have to start from time and space, okay? Everything in the whole universe, entity of the universe, is only appearance of that Brahman. Therefore, the world of innumerable forms and names is nothing but non-substantial form and name. The substance is only this consciousness. Therefore, it is said, yeshaha hi sarvabhutaihi vibhati. His Atma alone is appearing in the form of the entirety of the cosmos. It is exactly like when a person wakes up, when a person who is asleep wakes up as a waker. Then, once you wake up from sleep, what happens? When you are in sleep, you are nice, you are seeing all the dream. Okay, the dream, you enjoy the dream. When a person wakes up from sleep, and as a waker, okay, it is possible for the waker to claim the entire dream world as one's own manifestation. One's own manifestation, one's own appearance, okay, projected out of one's own mind. See, you must be a waker to see the fact of the dream world being your own manifestation, the projection of your own mind. Okay? But you must wake up from sleep. But when you are in sleep, when you are dreaming, why the world looks as though very real for you. But for you to see yours, the whole world being non-separate from you, you must be the dream world being non-separate from you. Dream world being your own appearance, you must wake up and sleep. Similarly here, if a person wakes up from sleep of ignorance, one can see this fact what? The whole world is appearance of Brahman. Ye sarvabhotaihi vibhati. So, the dream world also is a projection of the Atma, the individual Jiva consciousness. And similarly, the world experience, the waking world also is nothing but appearance of Bhagavan, the Param Brahma. That is why விஸ்வரூபஹ ஈஸ்வரஹ. பகவான் இஸ் பகவான் அலோன் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த ஹோல் ஜெகத். ஓகே, நவ் வென் அ பர்சன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் திஸ் ஃபேக்ட், ஹூ இஸ் ஹி? இஃப் ஹி சேஸ் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, பிரம்மன் அலோன் ஷைன்ஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட், அப்பியர்ஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட், மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹி கேன் சே அகமிதம் சர்வம். ஓகே, சர்வம் கல்விதம் பிரம்ம, அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, தேர்ஃபோர் அகமிதம் சர்வம், ஐ எம் தி ஹோல். தி பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் சச் எ கிளியர் விஷன் அலோன் இஸ் செட் டு பி வாட்? விஜானன் வித்வான். விஜானன் வித்வான், விஜானன் வித்வான் இஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூ கிளியர்லி சீஸ் தட் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் பீயிங் தி ஹோல். சி, அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி ஸ்டெப் ஒன், சர்வம் கல்விதம் பிரம்ம, எவ்ரிதிங் ஹியர் இஸ் பிரம்மன், தேர்ஃபோர் வாட்? அகமிதம் சர்வம், ஐ எம் திஸ், ஐ எம் த ஹோல். ஐ எம் தி ஹோல் மஸ்ட் பிகம் த விஷன். இட் இஸ் நாட் இன்எஃப் சிம்பிள் அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, ஓகே, ஐ எம் த பிரம்மன். வாட் அபவுட் த ஜெகத்? இதம் சர்வம் பிரம்ம, சர்வம் கலு இதம் பிரம்ம, சர்வம் கல்விதம் பிரம்ம. சோ வாட்? அகமிதம் சர்வம், தேர்ட் லைன். ஓகே, அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, சர்வம் கல்விதம் பிரம்ம, தென் அகமிதம் சர்வம், ஐ எம் தி ஹோல். ஹவ் யூ காட் இட் நவ்? த்ரீ ஸ்டெப்ஸ், அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, சர்வம் கலு இதம் பிரம்ம, ஆல் தட் இஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன். தென் தேர்ட்லி மஸ்ட் பி ஏபிள் டு சே வாட்? அகம் இதம் சர்வம், ஐ எம் திஸ் ஹோல். திஸ் வாட் அப்சல்யூட்லி சீங் ஒன் செல்ஃப் பீங் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் பகவான் தி ஹோல். அண்ட் விஜானன் மீன்ஸ் தி பர்சன் that remember three lines, okay, three sentences, I won't repeat again. Vijanan vidwan, the person who knows this fact, having knowing, vijanan vidwan, the person who is knowing this fact, thereby who is assimilating this fact, and who is convinced of the clear vision of this fact, convinced of his understanding, such a person. Vijanan Vidwan means what? Absolutely, he has a clear, ascertained, doubt-free vision of this fact. That Ahamidam Sarvam, I myself am the whole. When the person says his identity is not with Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. See, to have this vision, one must be an individual having body, mind, sense complex. Okay, without body, mind, sense complex, you cannot have the vision. It is important to have this. You must be an individual having this body, mind, sense complex. But there's a cognitive appreciation of the fact about the oneness of this reality. And identity is with that only reality. So now when you begin with the knowledge, understanding I am in the body. Now later on you understand, no, I am consciousness obtaining within this body. Then you say what? The whole universe is in consciousness. Then finally you say what? The world is not even in me. I am the whole world. I am the whole. Consciousness is not in me. I am not in consciousness. I am consciousness. The whole world is consciousness. Therefore, I am the whole. And to have this, a person must, how the person definitely must have gone through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, and to have a clear vision like this, such a person, Vijanan Vidwan, a wise person, Vidwan itself means wise person. Vijanan means what? Without any doubt, he knows very clearly, convinced. Such a person, afterwards, Na ativadi bhavati, important lesson. Okay. Na ativadi bhavati. Look at this. Vidwan ativadi bhavate. Na ativadi bhavate. That's all. He does not speak anymore. Means what? Then he nothing much to speak. Please remember, na ativadi bhavate means Only if the person is afflicted by samsara, then so much is there to talk. Okay? The more a person is afflicted by samsara, see, the stronger the ignorance, the more the person is deluded, the more anatma samshaya sambandha is there, the more a person has confusions and delusions, the more a person is deluded, the greater the samsara. And the greater the samsara, the more one has to talk. Okay? If you're free from samsara, then what else is there to talk? So, according to Shastram, any amount of talking is purely due to the... See, talking too much, according to Shastram, is a psychological problem. Okay? It's an emotional issue. It's a problem. People, psychiatrists, in fact, they make people don't talk also and they become psychologically sick. They don't talk or they talk too much. But here, talking too much also, according to Shastram, is an expression of one's internal pressure. Okay? Internal pressure caused by one's utter helplessness. Anisha. Anisha means helplessness. I feel so helpless that I'm not able to do certain things. That helplessness, the sense of limitation, pressurized by sense of limitation, sense of helplessness, and a person talks. So talking is, according to Shastram, is an internal pressure caused by one's helpless situation, that is anisha. The sense of smallness, sense of limitation, sense of insecurity centered on I cause the pressure, internal pressure, and the pressure on gets expressed in the form of talking. Okay? As a karta, as a bhokta, as long as one has identity as a doer and enjoyer, of course there is a lot of pressure. And the mind itself becomes, see, your mind is a big speak chatterer, the chatter box, okay? The mind becomes a chatterer, and the mind, when the more the mind chatters, okay, and then you, that the that chat, mind chatters, all the chatterings of the mind becomes expressed in the form of words. Because there is a pressure to get rid of one's internal pressure. In order to let loose one's psychological inner pressure, one has to talk. Now, solve only in samsara. Okay? Talking to anybody. Therefore, and so, now what happens? Suppose nobody is there to listen to my problems. And if the pressure caused by this problem is so much, then it can lead a person to the madness. Then people will start talking to themselves. Okay? So Shastra makes it very clear. Too much of talking is a symptom of the disease of inner pressure. Okay? Caused by one's limitation centered on I, helplessness centered on I, and which alone gets expressed through the mouth. In fact, it is a sort of escaping from one's problem. So in a way, it's good. That helps a person to manage the illness. A person talks too much, please allow the person understand. You're helping a sick person to get rid of the problem. But be very objective so you don't get affected by it. Now, if the person becomes free from samsara, what happens? Naturally, a jnani becomes silent. The two reasons why jnani is silent. Okay, because the jnani is absolutely free from internal pressure. Because there's no sense of helplessness, there's no sense of limitation, there's no sense of inadequacy centered on I. Jnani is the miracle of the knowledge. In clear vision of what I am, my God, in the perspective, when the perspective change happens, that aham brahmasmi, then the clear vision, all the limitations are resolved, thereby the internal pressure caused by the limitations are not there on the part of a jnani. Therefore, the jnani is absolutely free from pressure. Therefore, he doesn't need to talk much. Okay? And this one reason. Then, atma kridaha atmaratihi. The second reason is, jnani is very clear that the whole people in the whole world, the people of this entire world, are naturally pressurized to talk. Okay? Everybody's interested in talking. Everybody wants to be heard. Nobody wants to listen or hear because of their inner pressure. I want others to listen to what I am saying. So everybody wants to be heard. Nobody wants to hear. Really speaking, that's one of the reasons. Okay. Therefore, jnani remains quiet. These are two reasons. Naturally, jnani, because jnani is free from the pressure, therefore jnani becomes quiet. But if you go and ask something, then there is necessity. If there's a necessity, jnani will definitely clearly open his mouth and speak. Doesn't mean he will not speak at all. Okay. And he doesn't become ativadi na bhavati. Na bhavate. That is the benefit. Okay. Let me conclude the verse mantra. Atma kridaha. Atmaratihi. Atma kridaha means the one who. Okay. Atmaratihi means the one who revels in the vision of one's own self. It means the person is no more dependent on anything else for his happiness. Atmaratihi means the person is absolutely independent of situations, people, relatives and everything else for his happiness and security. Therefore, he is Atmaratihi and Atma Kriya Kridaha. And he is Kriyavan. Kriyavan. And he is a person of, he becomes a person of action also. What does it mean, Kriyavan? Kriyavan is a person of action means, then whatever he does is only for the well-being of society. Jnani does not do anything for happiness. Jnani does everything happily. Not for happiness, but he does everything as a person of happiness. Because happiness is his swarupam. And whatever he does is for the well-being of the society. Therefore, as a loka kalyana krita, as the person, one who does anything for the wellness of the society, welfare of the society and the world around, he is a kriyavan. He is a person of kriyavan. Atmaratihi means one who revels in the vision of fullness of his own nature. In fact, this Pujya Swami's own words I love to say always. We are all dependent on so many external things for our luxury, for us to be luxurious. For a jnani, just being his own self itself is the greatest luxury. Swami Yushu said, there's no greater luxury than reveling in the vision of one's own essential nature being fullness. So jnani is the one who has the greatest luxury of reveling in the vision of his own swarupam of fullness. His atmaradhi. That is the meaning of the word atma kridaha also. And he is a kriyavan. And the yeshaha brahmavidam varishtaha. Brahmavidam varishtaha. Varaha. Exalted, Variyan more exalted, Varishtaha most exalted. And such a person is the most exalted of among the people of wisdom. Brahmavit means a wise person, knower of the truth. Brahmavidam of all the wise people, of all the people of wisdom, among the people of wisdom, he is the most exalted person. Brahmavidam Varishtaha. ஏஷகா பிராணஹ சஹ சர்வபூதைஹி விபாதி. So the first line says talks about Brahman, Atma. And Vidyanan, Vidwan, wise person knowing this, Ativadi na bhavati. Ativadi na bhavate. I told you why he becomes free from this emotional pressure, inner pressure. Therefore, he doesn't speak much. And Atma kridaha, Atmaratihi kriyavan. The three beautiful words about a jnani. Atmaratihi, Atma kridaha means because Atma is the only source of pleasure. Atma is the only source of happiness. Atma is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, Atma is the only source of happiness. Happiness is in fullness only. Therefore, and Atma, this person is Atmaratihi, Atma Kridaha, and he is Akriyavan. And Yeshaha, such a person, Brahmavidam Varishtaha, he is the most exalted of among the wise people who have the clear vision of the absolute reality, Brahman. Okay, I'm going to stop here as I have puja. I have to get ready for the class, puja. Any questions? Atma kridaha, Atma pratihi imply that this wise person no more is dependent on anything external for his recreation, entertainment, enjoyment, or happiness or security. So the benefit of jnanam is very beautifully said in this. So, but in between talking about this benefit of jnanam, Upanishad enthuses all of us not to lose interest in attaining jnanam, so that we wants to encourage us that we all must make possible efforts to attain this jnanam. Okay. I'm going to end the class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.